Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The way and the glory. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. Exodus 33:13. Moses, the man of God, was surely one of the greatest men who ever lived. He was the leader of a great nation. He received the tablets of the law from God, and he compiled and wrote the Pentateuch. It was said that there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Yet the man Moses was very meek, above all men who were on the face of the earth. It was such a man as this who made two remarkable requests of God. The first was, "Show me now your way." The second, just a moment later, was, "Show me your glory." These were not selfish requests. Moses desired the way of the Lord on behalf of his people. God answered this request with the gracious promise, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." But then he also asked to see the glory of God. So God placed Moses in a cleft of the rock, covering him with his hand as his glory passed by, allowing him to see the remnants of his glory, as it were, since he could not have endured any more. With such a vision of God's glory, Moses was then able to lead the Israelite multitude for 40 years in a terrible wilderness, transforming them from a mob of slaves into God's chosen nation, ready to bring God's word and God's Son into the world. We also can see his way and his glory. Jesus said, "I am the way." Then he prayed, "Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory."
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.